だね。
Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Those of you out there should all realize that today is the April 1st, is always the day of the Zapper Spider. I would look for that. Zapper Spiders somehow or other always come out on the 1st of April. They'll usually go into your shoes. They go into your shoes. And if they bite your toes, they'll swell up and they won't fit in the shoes. So from now to the next 7 or 8 days, look out for the Zapper Spider. Zapper Spider. They're on the loose right now, all over the world. They always come out. Nobody can understand why the Zapper Spider comes out only after the 1st of April. Oh, this is April 1st. April Fool. That's what it is. So, anyhow, welcome to the show, and there's Steve Barish. How are you doing, Steve?
Doing pretty good, man.
Sounds like
doing
you had a lot
good.
Of fun.
Well, I'm having a great time. I'm sitting with, I was sitting with a bunch of friends. We're having dinner, and I've got my Cobra out, and it's right in front of a restaurant. People are walking all over it and just looking at it and having a lot of fun with it. So,
wow, so you got is it really the weather good enough for a Cobra?
25 degrees. Actually, it was 80 degrees today, so just having a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's warmer than here. That's warmer than here. Today it got up to about 60 out here.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. It's just it's really interesting, and it's a good beautiful day here. But the energy seems to be increasing. I just worked on a friend of mine. Matter of fact, he's walking over this way now. Actually, his energy went up about 3 levels. So he's really energized. He's really, really good. And it's just, there's a lot happening. There's a lot really going on. So his name is Curtis, and he's really a great guy. And we got finished around 7 o'clock at night this evening. And then we came out for dinner, but I had forgotten that I can't miss the show. But it's really a lot of fun. It's just... a lot of fun doing a lot of good energy work on a lot of good people.
Oh, that's good, you know. You get your death of ignorance, the new one? Did they send that back to you yet?
No, I haven't got that yet, Fred. I'm really looking forward to it. I've never read that, and I would really love to read it.
I ordered that sent out to you about a month ago. You ordered 2 copies.
Yeah, right. I never got it, so I'll look out for it. I mean, it's possible that they tried to deliver it, and I wasn't home. I'm not sure.
That should have been delivered a long time ago.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I really want to read it. I buy 2 copies because I've got some friends that want to read, and I let them look through the other copy, and usually they'll order it from you. So, you know, that's why I like to have 2 copies. It's really good.
Yeah, we've been, you know, people, you know, I don't know what there is about March, but people... Spiritually, you know, we're coming out of winter, and winter is when the the anima mundi of the planets in the ground, so people,
right,
family energy and that kind of thing.
And right,
we
right.
Come to the astral. The astral is the green leaves, and that starts in April or May. And for some reason, every year people are frozen in March. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't
know
if you've noticed that, but everybody is frozen in March. They freeze up. They don't know how to make the exchange between the anima mundi of the earth, which is the animal magnetism of the earth.
Right.
There, and you know, this is the time. That's the time when you deal with people that have crossed over to the other side. They're easy to reach. If you're any kind of a quantum entanglement person, you can easily reach them. If not,
right.
Deal yourself with
right.
In those ways,
yeah.
Your body. And then in April it starts to go again. You know, it's coinciding with income tax, but I don't think it's the income tax that freezes people up. I think it's the vibration.
Yeah,
and
I
talk to a lot of other people, and they all say, oh, our businesses are off, people are unconscious, blah, blah, blah. It's too bad that people can't get into what we do to get you out of that and, you know, get you entangled with what's going on. It's the lack of entanglement with life that causes people to behave so strangely during the month of March, and that's why they call it the Ides of March. It's historic,
back
to Roman time.
It's been an interesting month in March, but April 1st, for some odd reason, it was 80.8 degrees today, and just absolutely gorgeous. I took my car out, and I got a friend of mine who has an M5. He's taking his out tomorrow, but it's just a beautiful day, and I had to take my car out, of course, and I'm driving all over the place. And so we're having a wonderful time.
Yeah, did it start right up?
Oh yeah. They watch over the cars pretty good. There's about 70 cars in this hold, and I think I have the less expensive of most of the cars. They even have a, I think, if I remember correctly, like a 1962 Rolls Royce in there. You know, just
really
done up.
That's the Silver Cloud 2. The Silver Cloud 2
came
out in 64. The Silver Cloud 1 came out in 59. I've owned all of them.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
every one of them.
It's a beautiful car. Right. There's a Lamborghini Countach and a lot of Ferraris. And it's just, the cars are just magnificent. And they really take really good care of my car. So, you know, my cars are very important to me.
Oh, yeah. I I've collected Ferraris over the years. And
right.
And, but I have an old Rolls Royce. I have a 79 that Mikel and I bought quite a while
really?
Back. Well, we found it on eBay, but then we went up, and those kind of cars, I always go look at them. I guess we found it about 5 years ago. The Silver Cloud, it's a Silver Shadow. Beautiful. It's peacock blue and white. But
I
don't drive
it. Gorgeous.
We probably haven't put 200 miles on it. It just sits out there in the driveway with a cover over it, you know? I love
Rolls
Royces. I do. I just don't have time to play with my toys anymore, you know?
Yeah. Well, the interior of those cars will last forever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just
it's
unbelievable. Yeah,
the blue and
leather is
striking, and beautiful walnut wood and everything.
Right.
And I take it down once every 2 years and smug it, and that's about all we do, you know? Smug.
Well, you're a very giving person, and if anybody deserves nice cars, it certainly is you.
Yeah,
I think it's wonderful.
When I started Teradyne, I had a lot more cars then than I do now for my other business. I've sold a lot of them off to keep this company going during hard times, but it doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah.
I had 150 Corvettes before Teradyne. That's
I had five.
Yeah,
I had a 58, 59, 60, 61, and a 60... I think it was a 66, if I remember. But I did have my 62 409. That was a lot of fun to drive.
No, I don't have the money to buy another 409, but there's two cars on my wish list when I get rich and famous, and one is a 51 Mercury.
Right.
Which was my first car. I've looked at those. You can find them for like 20 grand. And, of course, the 409.
Yeah.
I want a 63 409 Impala Super Sport, and those things are completely priced. They're priced up with Ferraris right now, you know.
They're very expensive, yeah.
And I won't give up a Ferrari for a 409. I'll trade, maybe, but it's just a matter of time. That's all material stuff, you know.
Yeah, in Philadelphia, when I was at the Maasai school, and I remember, because I was raised in Philadelphia, kids had their 409s and the 62 vets and different things of that nature. And when I was down there, people were buying them again.
They were getting them again?
Yep, they were buying them again. So
I
guess it's...
for them now, though.
Oh, no, forget it now. Yeah, I mean, you can't even touch them. It's just...
They're 50 grand and up for a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can buy Ferraris all day long for 50 grand if you shop right.
Right. Well,
the newer ones, cheap, yeah.
Right. Well, you had that the Z11 engine in your 62, and that Z11 engine, if you had the right body, and I think you did, because I think your body
was... I did.
I had
it all correct. It's worth a million, it would have been worth $1 million.
It's worth... That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They're
worth
a fortune.
My 54 vet that I sold. My buddy's really enjoying the show, by the way.
He's having a good time.
Yeah, he hasn't done a radio... This bird doesn't get to do a radio show once a week.
Yeah.
He absolutely explodes with envy because he wants radio shows. He loves it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
We got him and Bella. You know, Bella, you know, my other one, the one that was on my shoulder for 2 years, the little red one, she's been sitting on eggs. And the other day we had a golf ball laying down there by her little boxes, where she, your breeding box.
Uh-huh, right.
Or rather, she got the golf ball into her breeding box, thinking it was an egg, and was sitting on two eggs and a golf ball.
That's cute.
I don't know if Tiger Woods has something to do with that or not. You know, I don't know if he's fooling around with birds. I know he's fooling around with everybody else.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's fooling around with birds yet, you know?
Yeah.
And now,
Jesse James
is being bad now.
He's a bad boy. He should have never done what he did.
I'll tell you what. A lot of people are upset because my friend John Metis, who I think you've heard, I don't know if you've talked to him or not. He very close friends to Sandra Bullock.
Really?
Hey, would you just calm down a little bit? Sandra Bullock is a very nice person, and it's so sad. And you know what else I'm seeing? Here's the other thing that's really interesting. Here's what I'm seeing all over the place, switching gears here. I am seeing women, we are getting so many calls, women with cysts on their ovaries, cysts on their in their breasts, cysts all over their body. Women, you know, they're a higher frequency than men. And what I think is, my theory on this is, I predicted this 25 years ago on my show on Whale Radio and KFOX in Long Beach, was that the water would become radioactive and it would start settling out in the soft glands on men and women.
Right.
And it's like Dennis Hopper, you know, one of the guys that did the movie Easy Rider, who I have his motorcycle in the garage from that movie. And he's dying of prostate cancer. He's only, what, 7 or something?
Oh!
Yeah, he's
really?
But here's the thing with Dennis Hopper. They've said, okay, you don't have a chance. Oh. We're giving you advanced chemotherapy, blah, blah, blah. You're going to die. That's what the medical group organizations, if Dennis Hopper would get a receptor and get on our program, go down and see my people in Tijuana that really can really take care of him, you know, like, we could really help him out, you know. But these guys get frozen on these orthodox medical things that go on.
Yeah.
Plus, unconstitutional health care plan that just got passed.
Right.
You know, you and I are immune to that because we're over 66. Did you know that?
Yes.
I pity everybody else. Hey, down a little bit, little boy. Everybody else is going to have to spend a certain amount of their income on a healthcare program, whether they want it or not. And if they don't do it, they're violating the law. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's incredible, Fred.
A lot of
that's
states
incredible.
Are succeeding right now. On that they're trying to they really want to succeed from the union now. You know, Maryland was one of the first ones, but it's really interesting to see what's going out in the political arena. These politicians, these insurance companies have just pushed this over the top.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I guess you've noticed that, right?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. I'll tell you what I'm doing, Fred. I'm doing a lot of cyst work.
Yeah, the cyst work. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. And I had a woman come in, and I was meditating with her, and she was telling me about her cysts. And, of course, I can't tell you what happened over the air, but her doctors were completely surprised when she went in and had another, was a mammogram?
Yeah, well, on cysts, they do barium enemas and x-rays on those.
Yeah, and...
One of my workers here has them. Some of Mikkel's girlfriends, about every one of them has them. It's just like every woman that I know out there past the age of, say, 28, seems to be coming down with mass amounts of them. Everybody. Yeah.
Right. I've been able to do a lot of work with those, and I can't repeat what I can do with them, but the doctors were very surprised when she came in for a mammogram. And I really can't tell what I'm doing, you know, privately over
in as a doctor, you know, patient relationship.
Yeah.
But I'll
right.
tell you what we recommend is the Aquamarine receptor in the new line, you know, the new
yes.
product line, the professional
yes.
line
yes.
that has
yes.
arm entanglement and scalar waves.
That's
AR
wonderful.
Waves. And we recommend that plus our, you know, our Pirillo formula.
Right.
And
right.
that'll rip those puppies out. But, I mean, you,
yeah.
you can't medically make a claim on it. You can only suggest
right. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, I think what's very interesting, Fred, is that I owe a lot to the nuclear receptor because I was wearing the nuclear receptor when that happened.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was part of it or if it was the energy from heaven. Hello? Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Yeah,
yes,
hi.
You're on the Fred Bell Show.
Oh, hey, this is Eric from Boston.
Who is this?
Eric from Boston.
Oh, hi, Eric. How are you doing tonight, man?
No, not bad. Am I quiet right now?
Oh, you're sounding
louder?
Great. Now, after
okay.
you've experienced the big dig, you should be real euphoric now.
Yeah, no, I'm only 20 years old, man.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you were 30 or 10 when that started.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that was a big waste of money. The big panel fell on someone from the roof, you know?
I know. I used to stay
yeah.
at a hotel back over by... I used to have to go through the big dig to get to Logan Field, and I used to stay at a hotel, and they were actually digging the tunnel underneath the hotel I was staying in. I think it was the Hilton or the Sheraton. I said,
yeah,
you mean they're
exactly.
digging a hole underneath this hotel? And they said, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Massachusetts, man.
So what's going on with you, Eric?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, have you heard of the FIGU or FIGU Society, FIGU?
No, I haven't heard of them.
Okay, well, it's
Bring
just a website I found.
Huh?
I don't know if the guy that owns the website is Bill A. Meir, Billy A. Meir or Edward A. Meir.
Oh, you mean Billy Meyer?
Oh, yeah, Meyer, that would be it, yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah, I know who you talk about, Billy Meyer in Switzerland. Yeah, I know him, yeah, I've been to his
He's
place.
He's got a big beard.
Yeah, I know Billy, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, well, I think this is his website, figu.org, F-I-G-U.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about in his website, yeah. He has
yeah.
the Starburst or whatever ashram over, and he's in Switzerland, yeah. I've been there.
Well, I told my friend about you, and he was doing some research, and then he came across this website, and he showed me it, and he told me to read this part, and you're on a list with a bunch of other people that he claims that he's disassociating with.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah? You're glad? Why?
Well, because he was married to a woman named Penelope,
uh-huh.
and I was in Zurich doing a seminar. And he sent Penelope and six of his goons into my seminar to break it up because I was talking
oh.
about Pleiadian science.
Mm.
Yeah, he got cut off from his contacts in 1981 by Semyasi. And so he has been pumping up more BS over the years, the last 20, 30 years, than you can imagine.
Thank you.
Yeah, he has a Silver Star Center in Switzerland. He claimed to be the only contactee, okay? We never made that claim. I know of two or three other people that have had intense Pleiadian contacts with Semyasi. In my own case, She came and did a performance for us in 1981 in December on Christmas night. I had 19 people come to a hill in my motorhome, and she came down with her spaceship up close and personal and performed about 2 minutes of maneuvers to all these
wow.
witnesses. And that kind of like got the point across that Billy wasn't really online with us. And if you look around on the internet, on Facebook and some of the places where I'm at, you'll
mm-hmm.
see a lot of phenomena that Sannyasi sent me where I actually photographed it. I have many, many hours of photographic material on the website. I don't have the pictures up close and personal of the ships that he has because back in those days I wasn't doing photography. I do have some pretty interesting Andromedan ships that I photographed many years later after 1990. But
huh.
I was not real. I was trusting in his photographs and his support, and so he let everybody down. Now, I've had, in the last 3 weeks, I had two Pleiadian ships hover above our property right here, two of them, one above the other. They were stacked perfectly. We had a big contact. I haven't been doing a lot with them, but I've had them here as recently as 2 weeks. And we've had
wow.
three encounters in the last 8 months with Pleiadian ships out here. And we're
mm-hmm.
right behind Camp Pendleton Marine Base, so they're pretty ballsy to come in and do the stuff they've been doing. And they've been the last one was up very close, two beautiful ships stacked one on top of the other.
Well, probably because they know times are different, you know?
Yeah. And
George Green is also on the list. I don't know if you know who he is.
No, I knew Gabriel Green, but I don't think he's around anymore. He was a friend of Van Tassel. But Billy Myers' list don't mean anything to me. We took a Firestar. He hadn't had a contact. We took one of our Firestar orbs. It had it in the back of a big Mercedes-Benz van over to Switzerland because I was doing a seminar there. Another time, not the time they broke up mine, but another one. And by the way, when they came in to break up my seminar, the locals in Zurich threw them out physically, literally grabbed their shirts and threw them out, including his wife at the time. The locals
Jeez.
Threw them physically out of the building. We were in a hotel. But anyhow, I took a Firestar over there about a year later because I was living in München and Munich. And we came by his we parked about a mile away at a general store from the Sannyasi Silver Star Center. The Firestar is so powerful, a couple of my friends that were driving the van that Billy didn't know walked down to Billy's ashram and walked in. And all of a sudden, Penelope and Billy thought they were having a contact all of a sudden. Now, this is like in 1992 or so. And it was one of our Firestar Pleiadian communicating devices that Eric von Däniken uses. They ran out of the front door, past my van, which was parked a quarter of a mile down the street at a gas station, and ran up on the hill where he used to have his contacts, thinking a Pleiadian ship was there. But all I can say to their credit was it was a Firestar orb that brings those ships in, and they were sensitive to that energy. So Billy has had real experiences. He's even experienced some of my devices thinking they were Pleiadian, but as far as I know, in later years, he's had no contact whatsoever. He just makes up a lot of BS. Billy's a very good internet. He lives on the internet. He's up on everything. He twists the information to make it sound like it's a prophecy from the Pleiades and puts it out all the time. And that's what he does. Yeah, just so you know, that's
no.
the take. You know,
no, yeah, no, yeah. I had a feeling. No, I know in the heart that you're true, man. I know that.
Yeah.
Speaking of ships, like, did you see in the beginning of January this year the NASA pictures of the big Earth-sized UFOs floating around the sun?
Well, I haven't seen those, but I've got on the BBS website and on my RaysOfTruth.tv website. I've got pictures of big Andromedan ships about a mile in diameter or more flying underneath one of the NASA satellites. There's about 100 of them going by. And it happened after when the Atlantis was up there, it had a 10-mile-long feather hooked to the back of it, and it broke loose and it fell down. And it started going back into the Earth's gravity because it was close enough to the Earth that the gravity would react on it, and it fell gradually back to Earth,
yeah,
and it attracted all these Andromedan ships. And it was really funny because the director of NASA at the time made this stupid comment about what this was and what this phenomenon was and blah, blah, blah. Remember, NASA means never a straight answer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took the video of the ships going around the sun. They took it offline and all that.
Oh, they do that. I mean, when...
So you want me to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll email it to you.
Yeah, email fredbell@paradigm.com. I'd love to see it. I'll put it up on one of our websites so everybody can share it. We have problems. Like when the Brazilian Air Force released their UFO information, they put a website up. It lasted about a week. The NSA took it down. Then I got to see the tail. Oh, yeah. And then the French government put up their stuff from their Air Force. That went down in 24 hours. From NSA. Took it right down. When I wrote my book, Inside Track, NSA took my website down. But luckily, a friend of mine had stored it, and we did some internal probing in the government and told them to not mess with us through some of my other government friends, and my website was resurrected as it is now. But they took me down. Oh, yeah, because I'd put out a lot because of that book I wrote. I mean, yeah, been there, done that. This is what goes on now. Yeah, it's exciting, but it's stupid.
Hey, just one more question I'll get off to.
Take your time.
What do you think about Ron Paul?
Ron Paul is cool, you know.
Yeah.
He's a combination of Republican, Democrat, and Tea Party. I like Ron Paul. He's a good man, but he's like, you know, it's very hard to be him because he doesn't support lobbyists. When you don't support lobbyists, you're a renegade, you know, you're a maverick.
Yeah.
And that's what he is. I love Ron Paul. BBS Radio supported his re-election camp or his election campaign. But you know what? He'll hang in there, and eventually he'll actually do something. If he ever got in, God forbid, the insurance companies and the big pharma, they're going to have serious problems if he ever gets in.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's not like backed up by any secret.
No, he's not backed up by anything other than him, and his heart—he's a heart chakra kind of guy.
Good man.
Yeah, I don't know why he's staying in the Republican Party. I think he should switch out of there, but that's where he hangs out, you know.
Well, he did that so he gets some airtime, airtime on TV and all that.
Yeah.
But I'll get up
in some kind of an office. I mean, with our unconstitutional health care plan in place now, which it's very bad. It's getting interesting. With fascism is, rearing its ugly head, and from my point of view, Americans are starting to see how horrible this fascistic system that we live in is. And you can compare it directly with the Third Reich and how Hitler rose to power. The same thing, the false flag. He did the Reich. We did the World Trade Center, homeland, fatherland, security. I mean, what's the difference? I'm looking for the military to be told to do goose steps, and then I'll know we're there.
Well, I believe people are waking up because, the conscious awakening,
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's unfortunate, though. What I'm seeing now is very heavy because a lot of these spiritual women, Steve and I were talking about, are getting attacked by cysts. All the women I'm talking about are very spiritual, and the ones that he knows and I know. It's all of them. It's not just some of them. It's like the measles out there. That's our cysts. I'm seeing it all over the place right now. And it's only been the last 6 months. How about you, Steve? What have you noticed?
Actually, it's been going on a little bit more in the north.
Yeah.
For about 2-3 years now.
Okay.
But it's more than in California, I think. It's women, for some odd reason, there is a lot of cysts out here, but it's more prominent now than it was, but I've seen a lot of cysts in the last 3 years.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's because of the industrial things that are going on in Rochester and in other areas. Even Philadelphia has had that problem.
Yeah, but remember that water is radioactive because of the nuclear test. And
okay.
When you purify water, like Arrowhead and all these different companies that purify their water, they don't get the radiation out because it has a half-life of about 2,000 years.
Yeah.
And we sell Geiger counters. People can measure the radiation in water for themselves. We sell a great Geiger counter if anybody wants it, you know.
Yeah. It's pretty heavy out here. Lots and lots of cancer. All different kinds of cancer.
Yeah, same here.
Just incredible. Just incredible. And but the necklaces, I you know, there's a different vibration in the necklaces. It just it stops a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, people that wear them, women that wear them, have been wearing them for over a period of, say, 2 years, have no cysts. We have none of our clients, and there's thousands of them over the years.
Right,
none of them
right.
have contracted cancer while being on our program, not one.
Mm-hmm.
And several have had cancer and have had remission. We can't say
right.
that we had anything
right.
to do with it, but all I can say is they used our products and the cancer went away,
yes.
including you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you out of the mix because
yes.
you're one of them.
Yes, I had cancer in the kidney.
Yeah.
An operation, but the rest of it was done through the necklace. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah. And people,
pretty incredible.
Eventually they'll get that message, and eventually they'll come around, and they'll get over this March idleness. Is that another
yeah.
caller?
Yes, sir.
Who's on the air now?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Sarah from Chicago.
Cool. So how's
well,
everything
I have a question about my
today?
Receptor.
Huh?
I had a question about my receptor.
Go ahead.
Well, I got it probably a year ago.
Yeah.
And I noticed recently that the little stone fell out, and I don't even know how it fell out, but it fell out. But I figured it was time to change the stone anyway. Could you, you know, help me out in figuring out what's the next color?
Yeah, we could do that right now. Now, did you have one of those little $160 ones, or did you have one of the silver ones?
I had the silver. It was a plated one, the zinc.
You're ready to get into something that really has a lot of power. You want to get a solid silver one.
Instead
of,
really?
You don't want another plated one. You've been there, done that, and they do fall apart. And usually what happens is your body absorbs a bunch of the energy off the plating and something goes, it changes the level of it and the stone comes loose because the plating has been dissolved by your body because you need gold or you need precious, you need precious metals or rare earths.
Yeah.
I'd recommend getting into a silver one, and if it's expensive for you, we do a payment program. We'll finance it for you. So
yeah,
what,
yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Fred. May I ask the stone that came out of it, dear? What color is it?
It's a pink stone.
It's a pink stone.
Yeah.
Pink tourmaline.
Okay, so it's either it sounds like a pink tourmaline or a pink sapphire. The stone that feels... or appeals to me for you, believe it or not, is a yellow sapphire.
Really?
That's what
why?
It feels like. It feels like it's matching you quite well, and I'll tell you what, do you have your necklace with you?
No, I don't have it, actually.
Okay, would you open up your hand a minute?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, the right is
I'm going. Okay, I'm going to put a yellow sapphire right in your hand, and if the energy goes up, you'll be able to feel it. If the energy goes down, you'll be able to feel it. So let me do that right now. Here it goes. How does that feel to you?
Feels good.
Yeah, does it feel like it's going up to you?
It feels like... as if it's going through my hand downward.
Okay. What I'm saying is that I'm putting it on your chakra. So what I'm doing is that I'm opening up your chakra more, and I'm putting the yellow sapphire above the chakra. So my question to you is, does it feel good or does it not feel good?
It feels good.
Okay. Let's try another stone, may I?
Sure.
Let's try a ruby. You feel that going down? You feel that
yeah.
going down in your energy? Good. So I'm going to take that away. Let's try the yellow sapphire again. Do you feel how smooth that is?
Yes. Yes, I do, actually.
Right. That's the stone you want to get, honey.
Okay. That sounds good, then. But definitely I have to get something that's definitely an upgrade, correct?
Yeah, you definitely need silver. Silver works on women fabulously, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The only comparison I can make to how fabulous it works on women is when men buy platinum projectors, which most of them can't afford, or they're high-level athletes like NFL or NBA players. It's absolutely a wonder metal for women, the silver. And I tried it. People will buy that $160, $200 plated receptor, and they'll be like you. They'll fool around with it for a year. And they could have started out with a silver one, gotten tremendous results, and all you would have had to do is send it in, and we would change your stone out for you for a minimal fee. So the next time around, when you need to change your stone, which will be a year to 2 years, we can, you know, change the stone out versus the other ones. They're made out of a brittle metal, and there's nothing you can do. Secondly, we can offer different bridge options. We can even gold plate the silver receptor if you want the softest of gold. But silver works on women fabulously. They love it, and the receptors. And I've never upgraded anybody that didn't absolutely call back and say, wow, thank you, I should have done this in the first place, but it was a money issue. And you know, and I say, you know, it's never a money issue. We'll help you with your financing and whatever you need, because you need this product, and we're proud of it, you know. So we look forward to, you know, talking to you off air and getting you into the right, you know, the right receptor. And it's going to be more exciting to see how excited you are once you put that puppy on and wear it for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll be sure to call back and let you know.
Okay, good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got a lot of great people out there listening to our show.
Yes, they do.
And,
yes, they do.
You know, it's not an infomercial, it's sharing, you know. You there?
Yes, I'm here, Fred.
Well, I guess that was the hang-up from her. Is Eric? Or Eric, are you still there, or are you gone now? I guess he's off.
I think he's off here.
Been a lot of Chicago calls tonight.
Yeah, is that somebody else on the phone? Somebody just ran, or was it? Oh,
hello.
Hi.
Hello. 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 This is Allison calling from California.
Allison from California. How are you doing, Allison? What part of California?
I'm fine. I'm close to L.A. I'm at Canoga Park, so I'm not so far out of the city.
Mid-Eastern accent.
Pardon?
I love your Mid-Eastern accent.
Okay.
Well,
I'm
got
from
that
Cornwall. I'm from Cornwall in England.
Yeah, I've been there. I love Cornwall. You know, that's a...
Have you?
Pendragon. That's the Pendragon, Pendragon.
That's right, King Arthur country.
Intangible, yeah.
Celtic ancient traditions.
Yeah,
yeah, indeed.
I love it. So what are you doing today?
Well, I'm a registered nurse, and I'm over here in California, and I felt that I should call your show because I've seen several people who have burned themselves and used the Fireburn Doctor.
Right.
And their burn has disappeared immediately. I'm helping with this experiment to get proof out to the public where they can, in the event of them being burned, they call the Fireburn Doctor. There's a telephone number that's manned 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And they have to do it within 30 minutes of the burn, and they are then processed from a distance using a very ancient technology. But the point is that there are now, across 37 states in the U.S., there are 103 people in the last 2.5 months who have experienced pain gone in minutes and the burn disappearing right before their eyes in hours.
Wow.
And it didn't matter what they believed. It's no placebo. It's babies have been taken care of. Every mother out there needs to put the number of the Fireburn Doctor into their cell phone. And it's in the event of them being burned, they call that number within half an hour, and they watch in amazement as their pain disappears in minutes and the burn's gone in hours. And it's happened to hard-nosed cynics and people who thought it was complete BS, and it still works just the same. It's a phenomenon that is proving the existence of higher realities that are accessible to us all, but are provable in mainstream science and medicine.
Yeah, they call that quantum entanglement. The problem. Yeah.
Pardon?
We call that quantum entanglement in physics. I understand what you're doing. It's great.
It is, but it's very physical. It's very practical. People ring this number, 818-332-6445. They give their name, their date of birth, their place of birth, and that's it. And it's a voicemail. They don't talk with the clerk or Dr. Joseph, who's the principal doctor behind this. They don't talk with anyone. They leave that basic data. And they're processed within minutes using a subliminal process that's remote. It can be anywhere in the world can be taken care of with a fire burn.
Oh, I understand
and it works
that. What's
just
818-332? Yeah. What's the rest of it?
818-332-6445. And if they Google Fireburn Doctor, they can get up the website. I don't presume to give that out on air, but Google Fireburn Doctor.
Oh,
come on, it's FireburnDoctor.com. FireburnDoctor.com. Put that number in your cell phone and stick it on your refrigerator door and give it out to everybody. It's free. It costs nothing except the price.
Oh, I love that. Steve and I are old drag racers, and we used to catch I saw a few cars on fire, and I would have needed that service, you know?
Oh, it is so horrific. The pain is unbearable. I mean,
I've been burned a little bit, yeah.
Horrible, isn't it? There's no words for it. There was a guy at Thanksgiving who burned himself with hot gravy straight off the stove.
Yeah.
He'd heard me talking on Coast to Coast show a week or so before that, and he did it right away. Within a couple of minutes, he called the telephone number, 818-332-6445. He gave his name, date of birth, and place of birth, and by the time the clerk called him back to check that the data was correct, which was only a couple of minutes, he just said, "How did you do that?" He was flabbergasted because the pain went from a 10 on a scale of 0 to 10, down to a 0, and he was just blown away. And then a couple of weeks later, his mother burned herself in a cooking accident, and a nephew on that same family. But the point is, it's for everyone to put that number in their cell phones. And it's very exciting because there has never been anything that could bridge spiritual tools with science, and that's what this is doing, because they go to their emergency rooms, and then there's no pain, and their skin is getting better right before their eyes. And doctors are thinking, or they're thinking the person lied, you know, they just send them home, which is truly great. But we need the severe cases, you know. There are people who are burned in house fires, terrorist bombings, and wildfires that don't know about this and are suffering unnecessarily.
I've seen a lot of kids, you know, come up to the stove when mom's got some hot water boiling on it, reach up, they can't see what they're reaching for, pull the pan down and scald themselves with boiling water. I've seen that many times.
Yeah.
That's right, and it hurts like hell. It hurts for days. It's medically impossible for the pain to be disappearing in minutes and gone altogether, no mark, within a few hours.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And that's what...
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it? That's what people are experiencing, and that's what... We want all your listeners to have that number in their cell phones. You know, I mean, we can come on and talk in more detail, maybe, if that's something appropriate. But
Send me an email on it, and we'll have you on the show on an official basis.
I'll be happy to do that. What's your email?
FredBell@Pyradyne.com.
FredBell.com.
And you can just Google me, Fred Bell, Dr. Fred Bell, and you'll see Pyradyne, and you just use that website. And we should get you on KTEP. We're doing a lot with them.
Okay.
They're all the way from Santa Barbara to San Diego. They have a night listening audience of about up to 2 million. And that's KCET. And we can get you on that because I'm becoming a regular on that show. It's wee hours in the morning, but you get a hell of a response on that. If you want to do some stuff like that, I'll refer you
over
there.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. It is horrifically frustrating every day when you see explosions and horrible accidents and... You know, you know what they're going to be going through, and you know there's nothing much medical can do.
I've lost some of my best friends car wreck fires from gas tank explosions. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, when they're on the increase.
Yeah, send me
email
me, see your contact information. Have you been on George?
I will indeed.
Yet or not? Have you been on?
Well, I was on Ian Punnett's show back in November last year.
Okay.
We were inundated.
Yeah, I know Ian. Yeah, he's great.
Uh-huh.
How'd you do on that show?
We
listen.
Pardon?
Did people pay attention when you were on Ian's show?
We had EM emergency services workers, all kinds of people phone up and ask questions, and it went down very well because we had such a great response. People did do that. They put that number in their cell phones, and they called. They thought, what the heck? In fact, we've got on page 5 of fireburndoctor.com, there is extraordinary. It's so funny because this young 22-year-old who'd heard me speaking on Oracle, he'd said to his friend, well, I'm putting the number in my phone. He did just that. 3 weeks later, he gets a burn on a hot pressure washer motor. Now, he thought it was total BS, but he called the number anyway. And his three calls are on Fireburn Doctor, and they're live action because he's gone, goes from a screaming young man in a lot of pain to just, I love you guys, it's gone, I can't believe this, it's amazing. Listen to it. It's totally great. Live action.
You ought to get on Oprah's show.
Indeed. Well, we want to get out on the mainstream shows, but it's, like, so hard. They're fortresses of trying to get on there.
It takes time, but, you know, you'll get there.
I shall keep going, because I've seen it myself. I've seen several cases now, and it blows you away. You know, it's not medically possible, and I come from a medical background. And
that's not true, because I understand, but we have a technology called QBAM. It's quantum biology, where we're doing a lot of other types of healing remotely. I'm working with Dr. Jeff Sutherland, who's a world-famous virologist. He used to work with a lot of Nobel Peace Prize, including Linus Pauling. So this is what you're talking about, and Princeton has a thing called the PEAR Lab to research this stuff. This is becoming mainstream, believe it or not. Maybe you didn't realize
that. And they prove it over and over and over under media scrutiny, under medical and scientific scrutiny, because that's what we've got here.
Yeah.
Is that it can be done 1,000 burns a day. More than that could be taken care of.
I understand. This is going to go mainstream because of the quantum physics side of it on the biological side.
Uh-huh.
The science is starting to take this seriously now. Before I was remote healing, remote viewing, they had all kinds of, you know, da-da names for it, but now it actually has scientific principle. And Paralab's been around for 28 years at Princeton, and they're doing research on all of this stuff, and they're finding a lot of it. Even the FDA is starting to tune into it on a positive note, believe it or not. Because, you know what?
Is that paradigm families, is the same people
too,
that your
you know,
email
burned,
connected
you know?
To?
So when you have a common cause, which is pain, people pay attention.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But to be able to repeat it on the, you know, what doctors are seeing is what should happen in a third-degree burn is that they have to scrape the skin off. The skin does not regrow. They have secondary infections to deal with, and there's nothing much in mainstream medicine that can take care of a burn, period.
Yeah,
except pest management and infection management and rearranging skin. But this has the skin to grow. There are no secondary infections, no scars, no matter how severe the burn is. There's nobody
scarring
on the
big
planet
thing in recovery surgery, I know.
Oh, I know. But the tricky thing is, Fred, is that we're up against the mainstream. You know, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars, billions of dollars industry, the burn centers industry.
Yeah,
and they
but
can't
you'll
do
overcome
this.
It because they're all falling by the wayside. You know, believe it or not, these health care reforms that we're going through in this country, orthodox medicine is not, you know, exactly accepted unless you're in a major car wreck or something. Then, of course, pretty necessary.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, Big Pharma is starting to go on the decline. You watch how they in the last next 5 years, they cease to exist with the power they have today. It's just people aren't buying it anymore. And this healthcare program they just ran through, which is mandatory, that's really going to put people off, you know? So if they can go to make a phone call and take care of fire problems, they're going to do it.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. Got a train back there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm back here. It's just a big choo-choo train just went by.
That's a train, huh?
Oh, yeah, big one.
Sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, I like to hear the sound of the trains. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Really great. You know, there's so many amazing things that are going on with energy. It's just absolutely incredible. Yeah. And, you know, you hear these wonderful things that are happening. And, you know, it was amazing when I was talking to that young lady about a yellow sapphire. I've still been in contact with her, and she's, and her heart is way open, and she's very grounded. So, I you know, it's amazing what you can do with people when you, when your mind is open. So, I think what's going to happen, this new necklace that you're coming out with, Fred.
Oh, the new professional series we're going to have.
Oh, the professional
more
series.
You have no idea what those things are all about.
I believe, Fred, that that's going to raise people's consciousness. And not so they'll be able to do whatever they want to do with their minds.
Yeah, no, you know, we've been playing with them. These, I'm putting my regular receptor, which I got on right now, I'm showing everybody, which is
yeah.
gold and platinum with a yellow diamond. It's up for sale at a really good price because I'm going to one of these new ones. I've been wearing this one for the last 7-8 years. It's for sale now at a different price, way below what it costs to make a new one.
Well, I think I'm the same thing with mine, and I think what I want to do is, as soon as I sell it, I think I'd like to get a...
Where do you see the heart chakra and the Ankh? Oh, you haven't even seen the cool ones yet. You just saw the one, the negotiator. Where do you see about the other four that are coming out? You're going to flip
that's
out.
That's
oh,
going to
yeah.
be great. It's so much fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, well, we've got 2 more minutes. We got it off the air because they're real strict on the getting off 5 minutes before the hour. So put your phone number up, and then I'll put mine up, and we're out of here.
My phone number is 585-746-8321. If you have any questions to ask me about the receptors, that's what I do, and I'm more than happy to help you as much as I can.
Yeah, Steve, like he was helping that lady earlier tonight, you can call him up, and he'll do consulting for you at no charge. And our number is 1-800-729-2603 or 1-949 if you're overseas, 949-499-2603. And you're listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. We're down to the last 60 seconds. Tune in next week. I'll have a Sunday night show at 9 o'clock on the Channel 2, or I guess it's on the Channel 1 now. And we got a lot of new stuff to share with you. I'm writing a bunch of articles, which will be out. Listen to me on KCET, which you just look it up. That's my L.A. station that I'm working with now. And I'm also working with the same network that Alex Jones is on. Just look up Alex Jones and his network. We're doing shows over there now. So anyhow, you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. You are the ones that make the world go round. Buddy Boo is... saying hello and good night. And we're going to finish with a little bit of Andromeda with Love from our band Voyager, Holly Penfield singing. Thank you. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, bbsradio.com. Come back and see us next week. Off air.